This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last year, at least 200,000 people signed up for gastric bypass surgery in the U.S. The procedure is much safer since its introduction in the 1960s and more popular thanks to the growing population of obese Americans. Experiments have shown that the surgeries not only shrink stomachs, but alter patients' brains. Samantha Murphy is a freelance science journalist who recently wrote about her own experience with gastric bypass for New Scientist magazine. She discovered new research confirming her own changes of appetite and taste and joins us now as part of our ongoing Shifting the Balance series. Samantha, thanks for joining us on Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
We should clarify that there are several types of gastric bypass procedures. Could you briefly explain the differences?
Sure. There are a few types. There's banding and there's restriction. So the one that a lot of people hear about is the lap band. And actually, that is just basically what it sounds like. You put a rubber band around the top part of the stomach, and there's less food that can fit in there. That one is a pretty common surgery, although we found that it's by far the least effective surgery. So the article that I wrote and the surgery that I had are of the more permanent type. There are the other two. The two main ones that I'll talk about are gastric bypass, which is by far the most common. And what that is basically the surgeon sections off the top half of the stomach. So there's a very small pouch at the top that can only take about a shot glass full of food. And the intestines are rooted up so that food goes into the small pouch and then empties out from there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of restriction and a little bit of malabsorption because you can't absorb as much going through the intestines. The other surgery, the one that I had, I actually didn't have the gastric bypass, is considered kind of the new golden standard. It's called the duodenal switch or duodenal switch. I've heard it both ways. And in this case, you have a long, thin, banana-shaped stomach. Two-thirds of the stomach is removed. And so you still have the pylorus at the bottom, which allows food to come out as you're eating, so you can have larger meals, more normal-sized meals, still smaller than usual, but closer to normal. And then you have a shortened intestine as well. So what you have in that case is both restriction and a greater degree of malabsorption. With the duodenal switch, you can only absorb, for example, 20% of the fats you're eating, about 40% of the proteins you're eating, 60% of the complex carbs you take in, and 100% of the simple carbs.
So each
surgery comes with their own territory.
And what happened with you was a common experience with other patients of the duodenal switch or other gastric bypass surgeries. This was an actual sensory change in how food tastes. What happened?
Well, yeah, this is a very strange occurrence that happens. And it happens for the bypass patients, and we call ourselves DSers, the duodenal switch patients. Right after surgery, and we're talking hours or indefinitely within days after surgery, when you're not even starting to eat yet, you start to sense taste differently. So sweet foods suddenly taste way too sweet. For example, they gave Jell-O in the hospital. And it was sugar-free Jell-O, which to most people is considered a bland food, and that's mm-hmm. the reason they're willing to give it to you. And it tasted so sweet, it was like licking a lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a hypersensitivity to sugar right away, and there's also the smell of fats is off-putting as well. And these changes take place right away, which suggests that, you know, there's certainly no one that's touching your tongue, and no one's doing anything to your mouth. So we know that these changes are happening chemically from the surgery itself, and we don't know that this happens in any other surgery. So it's unique to this.
Do they know, though, that it's chemically? I mean, have they ruled out the possibility that they could be psychological? I mean, after going through so much, the surgery, having no appetite or even smell for fattening or sweet foods?
Well, you know, it wouldn't have happened right away. And it certainly wouldn't be as long-lasting as it is. Now, with the duodenal switch, you do see that fading out. You do have diminishing effects of that. We do end up returning to pretty much normal foods, and we have a high fat diet. But with the gastric bypass, it continues to be the case that they're sugar sensitive. So whether it would be psychological, most likely not. They've been able to replicate this in mice that they have an aversion to sweets right afterwards. And certainly the mice wouldn't have any motivation to lose weight.
Right.
And
so what you found out is that this is actually hormonal. What's happening in the body?
Yeah, hormonal is one of the things that's happening. What we've learned is that we actually, you know, it seems like a very simple process, that it should be just that Because you're restricting the stomach and your body can't absorb as many calories, that's the reason you're losing weight. But what we're finding out is that the changes start happening before you lose weight, which means that there's something else. And one of the first things we look at is hormones. So the some surgeries remove a portion of the stomach that includes ghrelin, and ghrelin is the hunger-producing hormone. So there is a decrease in hunger, and anytime you alter the amount of hormone going to the brain, your brain will alter itself in order to receive less of it or kind of adapt to it. But additionally, the other really interesting thing that we're seeing and we believe is hormone-based is there was a study done that people, right before surgery, if you were to show them pictures of high-fat foods, hamburgers, pizza, cakes, obese people would actually, parts of their brain would light up very excited. And naturally thin people would be somewhat excited, but not nearly as much so. As little as 4 days after surgery, so weight loss hasn't really started yet, the brain starts to change and mimic the naturally thin people's brains. So you start seeing matching activity when you show them the same pictures. So what we're finding is that the brain is actually changing itself to mimic a naturally thin person's brain.
Now, I can only imagine that researchers must want to experiment with how they could use those hormones, perhaps turn it into medication or something to help people who are obese who can't afford or can't get the surgery.
Sure, that would be the ideal. We're a pretty long ways off from that yet. Like I said, we're kind of just finding out that the surgery isn't working, the simplest way. So now we know hormones are involved. We're sure that there's other things that are going on as well. But the researchers are doing a great job in terms of finally looking a little bit deeper at what's going on and all of the complications that can be arising. But it's also of note that because there's malabsorption issues in all of these surgeries, in the gastric bypass and in the duodenal switch, there's always a question of whether or not the changes that are happening in the brain or in the body are the result of a nutritional deficiency. So I should say that in the studies that we found, that I was writing about in the article that I just wrote, they had screened out for nutritional deficiencies. But it's worth noting because it's always a question when you're dealing with malabsorption.
Samantha, we do have to wrap, but I'm wondering, you're 8 months out. How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm 8 months out, and I'm down 101 pounds.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And are you eating sweets? Do you no appetite for them at all?
No, I do eat sweets. I was never actually a sweets person to begin with, but I do eat sweets. Now what I do is I have dark chocolate, and it takes really one or two bites, and I'm satisfied.
Well, all right.
That's a nice change, yeah.
Samantha Murphy, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Samantha Murphy, freelance journalist and a contributor to New Scientist. Now, you can find a link to preview her recent article, The Subtle Knife, and more on gastric bypass procedures at wordofmouthradio.org. So coming up, the rise of the land grabbers. This is a longtime environmental journalist taking a look at the millions of acres across the globe being snatched up by vested interests, sometimes using heavy-handed tactics. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.